Section 7.1, Transferring a Daisy Book Using the Humanware Companion. So in this section, we are going to show how the Humanware Companion can transfer a Daisy Talking Book from the computer to the Stream Storage Card. To demonstrate this, I'm going to use the National Library Service book we just downloaded in the previous tutorial. Just make note that if you are not using the National Library Service, this same procedure does work with any Daisy Talking Book. So now that we have the book downloaded, if I go to my desktop,
Windows D.
The book is always, when you're downloading books from the National Library Service, they always start with the letters DB. That's just the book, the number that's related to the book. And so if I press D,
D, Dropbox, DB-Grisham, John-the Confession.
And there's our file. Now, if you listen to it, you'll notice one thing.
DB-Grisham, John-the Confession, DB71850.zip.
Okay, you heard the end, .zip. Now, manually, we can actually unzip this and copy it over to that VRDTB folder on our card. But I was telling you about that program called Stream Companion. Well, I have that installed. Like I said, that came on the CD that came with your VictorReader Stream. And there's when you put in that CD, there's just a button that says Install Stream Companion. And I just walk through the installation by hitting Next a few times, and it finishes. I have that on my desktop, so if I go to the top and press H,
Humanware Companion.
There's the Humanware Companion icon on my desktop. If I press the Enter key,
Enter. Humanware Stream Companion-Talking Books.
Okay, so it says Talking Books. Now remember, this companion program can transfer music, talking books, text files, anything. Right now I'm on the Talking Books section, and it basically what the companion does is it looks for books on your computer, and it's divided into two sections, okay? You'll hear Talking Books on PC, and you'll hear Talking Books on Storage Card. So I'm just going to tab through this window to give you a layout.
Shift tab, Talking Books on PC preview.
Okay, so now it's found a few Talking Books in the computer. If I continue to tab.
Tab, include zip files, checkbox not checked.
Okay.
Space, please wait. Not.
I want it
include
to look
zip
for
files,
zip files. Zip files are the books that are downloaded from the National Library Service. When you download those books from National Library Service, they're going to be downloaded in zip format. So most of the time that checkbox will automatically be checked. On mine, it was not. I'm going to continue to tab.
Tab, PC Talking Books Location Edit.
PC Talking Books Location. What that means is where is it finding the books? And if we listen to it,
Shift tab, PC Talking Books Location Edit Combo, C colon backslash documents and settings backslash stills and backslash my document, Microsoft.
Okay, so in this case, it found them in my documents. If I hit tab again,
tab, browse PC dot 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 button.
That's what we want, is the browse PC button. And what that's going to allow us to do is tell the companion where our books are located. Most of the time, it's going to find them automatically. In this case, it's looking in my documents, because that must have been where I downloaded the books last. This time it's on my desktop, so if I press the space bar on the Browse PC button,
space, select a folder dialog, select a folder, okay button.
So it's asking me to select a folder where my books are located, so I'm going to tab.
Tab, cancel button, tab, select a folder, preview, my documents closed.
Okay, so we notice that it's set on my documents. I want to look for desktop, so I'm just going to press D.
Home, D, digital's home, desktop open.
So desktop is the top option that I have available. All I'm going to do is just press the Enter key on desktop.
Enter, please wait, dot, 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 dialog.
Tells me to please wait. It's scanning for books on my desktop. And it's still looking. And while we're waiting for it, I have put in my SD card into the SD card reader, and the companion has found it. So now if I shift tab, I'm going to go back up and listen to the books that it's found.
Shift tab, PC Talking Books, shift tab, include zip, shift tab, Talking Books on PC preview, a wedding.
Okay, so now I'm going to look for the book called The Confession.
T, The Adventures of The Confession, not selected.
There's The Confession. Now you hear it say,
The Confession, not selected, 100.
Not selected. The Confession, Microsoft. Not selected. So if I press the space bar,
space, The Confession, selected.
Now we hear it say, selected. At this point, I can tab through the window until I find the transfer button, and it will allow me to transfer the book. So I'm going to repeatedly tab.
Tab, include zip file, tab, PC Talking Books low, tab, browse PC, dot, 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 tab, Talking Books on Storage Card, preview, no items.
Now you hear we get into a new section called Talking Books on Storage Card. That's a second section in this window that if I had books on this card, it would tell us what books we had available. If I tap again,
tap, select storage card, colon, combo box, e, colon, back, slash, dollar.
That tells us that we're looking at the E drive, which is that drive that I was using before.
Tap, transfer, slash, remove, select the talking books button.
Okay. And it says transfer or remove talking books button. If I press spacebar, it's going to transfer the confession from my computer to the card.
Space. Stream companion dash processing dialog. Read only edit.
It is transferring right now at this point, so I'm going to press the pause key. I'm going to let it transfer, and we'll take a look. You do hear beeping in the background when it does transfer, so I will let it transfer over, and when it's complete, we'll resume the tutorial. So we now see, if I go back to the Stream Companion.
Alt tab, Stream Companion dash processing, left bracket 100%, right bracket dialogue, successfully completed dialogue. The operation was successfully completed. OK button.
And it gives me a message that says that the operation was completed, so my transfer was complete. If I hit the space bar.
Space, HumanWare Stream Companion dash talking books dialogue, please wait dot 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 dialogue, please wait.
So now we're back in the companion, and I can tab through just to verify that the confession is now on my SD card. So if I tab through,
tab, talking books on PC.
We're at the PC section. I'm going to keep going.
Tab, tab, PC, tab, browse, tab, talking books on storage card preview, the confession not selected.
Rather than having no items, we now see that the confession has been transferred to my SD card, and when I put the card back into my stream, that book's going to be available to read. So we've successfully transferred a National Library Service, downloaded and transferred a National Library Service book. Next, we will, in the next tutorial, we'll work through downloading a book from Bookshare as well. Like I said, all these books, you don't have to use the companion if you don't want to. It does make life a lot easier because you don't have to do the unzipping and things manually. The companion does that all for you. So happy reading, and try to use that HumanWare companion.